Esta es la lección 7 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation in a restaurant.
Good evening. Here's the menu and our wine list.
Thank you. What do you recommend tonight?
The steak is always very good.
All right, then I'd like to order the steak.
And something to drink?
Yes, I'd like a glass of red wine, maybe the Cabernet Sauvignon, and a glass of water too, please.
Listen again.
Good evening. Here's the menu and our wine list.
Thank you. What do you recommend tonight?
The steak is always very good.
All right, then I'd like to order the steak.
And something to drink?
Yes, I'd like a glass of red wine, maybe the Cabernet Sauvignon, and a glass of water too, please.
Suponga que usted y una conocida están en un restaurante. La mesera se acerca a su mesa. Puesto que es temprano en la noche, ¿cómo lo saluda?
Good evening. Good evening.
How does she say?
He aquí el menú.
Here's the menu.
A few minutes later, she asks,
¿Están listos para pedir?
Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Estamos listos para pedir.
We're ready to order.
Primero, nos gustaría algo de vino tinto.
First, we'd like some red wine.
Ask her which one she recommends.
Which one do you recommend? Which one? Which one do you recommend?
Señalando la carta de vinos, ella dice, Este es muy bueno.
This one is very good. This one is very good.
Pero yo prefiero este.
But I prefer this one. I prefer this one.
Say,
Bueno, entonces, pidamos este vino.
All right, then let's order this wine. Let's order this wine.
Y el bistec.
And the steak. And the steak.
La mesera pregunta, ¿una botella de vino?
A bottle of wine? A bottle of wine?
Say,
No, eso es demasiado.
No, that's too much.
¿Podemos pedir media botella? Media botella.
Listen and repeat.
A half bottle. Half. Half. A half bottle.
Say,
media botella de vino. Literalmente, una media.
A half bottle of wine. A half bottle of wine.
Ask,
¿podemos pedir media botella?
Can we order a half bottle?
¿Cómo contesta brevemente que sí?
Yes, you can.
Usted puede pedir media botella.
You can order a half bottle.
De ese vino.
Of that wine. A half bottle of that wine.
Unos minutos más tarde, les trae su vino. ¿Qué podría decir usted mientras levanta su copa?
Cheers. Cheers.
Now your acquaintance asks,
¿dónde aprendió a hablar inglés?
Where did you learn to speak English? Where did you learn to speak English?
Say,
aprendí inglés en México.
I learned English in Mexico.
Tell her that you studied it for a long time.
I studied it for a long time.
She says,
pues su inglés es muy bueno.
Well, your English is very good.
Say,
se lo agradezco, pero el inglés no es fácil.
Thank you, but English isn't easy.
She says,
hablo un poco de español.
I speak a little Spanish.
Lo aprendí en la universidad.
I learned it in college. I learned it in college.
El español es tan difícil como el inglés.
Spanish is as difficult as English.
Ask.
¿Lo cree?
Do you think so?
Say.
Creo que el español es más fácil.
I think Spanish is easier. Easier.
Ahora, ustedes están hablando acerca de sus familias. Ella dice, mi hermano es ingeniero.
My brother is an engineer.
Él trabaja para una gran compañía en Seattle.
He works for a big company in Seattle.
No lo he visto desde hace mucho tiempo.
I haven't seen him for a long time.
Later you say,
me gustaría un pedazo de pastel.
I'd like a piece of cake.
Ask your acquaintance.
¿Y usted?
And you?
She says,
prefiero helado.
I prefer ice cream.
Me gustaría un helado de chocolate.
I'd like a dish of chocolate ice cream. A dish of chocolate ice cream.
Usted le da su orden a la mesera. Luego dice, y dos cafés, por favor.
And two coffees, please. Two coffees.
Ahora, he aquí cómo se pide la cuenta.
Listen and repeat.
The check, please. Check. Check. The check, please.
Pida la cuenta.
The check, please.
La mesera se la ha dado. Diga, son $60. Literalmente es $60.
It's $60. It's $60.
Por lo general, en Estados Unidos, se añade una propina del 15%. En este caso, usted podría redondear la cuenta a $70. A medida que se van, la mesera dice, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Now it's another day, and you're in the office.
Usted no puede encontrar sus apuntes para una reunión próxima. Usted le quiere preguntar a una colega si los ha visto.
Listen and repeat.
Have you seen my notes? Notes. Notes. My notes. Have you seen my notes?
Say.
Apuntes.
Notes. Notes.
Estoy buscando mis apuntes.
I'm looking for my notes. I'm looking for my notes.
¿Los ha visto?
Have you seen them?
Your colleague says.
Sí, los vi esta mañana.
Yes, I saw them this morning. I saw them this morning.
She wants to say.
Estaban sobre la mesa en mi oficina. Estaban.
Listen and repeat.
They were. 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 They were.
Ahora, sobre la mesa.
Listen and repeat again.
On the table. 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 The table. On. On. On the table.
Say.
Mesa.
Table.
Try to say.
Estaban sobre la mesa.
They were on the table. They were on the table.
Sus apuntes estaban sobre la mesa.
Your notes were on the table. Your notes were on the table.
En mi oficina.
In my office.
Ella va por ellos y se los da, diciendo, he aquí sus apuntes.
Here are your notes. Here they are.
Sé que son sus apuntes.
I know they're your notes. I know they're your notes.
Porque están en español.
Because they're in Spanish.
Say.
Sí, siempre escribo en español.
Yes, I always write in Spanish.
Porque el inglés no es fácil.
Because English isn't easy.
El inglés es difícil.
English is difficult.
Try to say.
El español es más fácil para mí.
Spanish is easier for me. Spanish is easier for me.
Refiriéndose a los apuntes, trate de preguntar, ¿dónde estaban?
Where were they? Where were they?
Estaban sobre la mesa en mi oficina.
They were on the table in my office. On the table in my office.
Bajo un libro.
Listen and repeat.
Under a book. Under. Der. Under. Under a book.
Say.
Bajo.
Under. Under a book.
Sus apuntes estaban bajo un libro.
Your notes were under a book.
Now she asks,
¿es esta su pluma?
Listen and repeat.
Is this your pen? Pen. Pen. Your pen. Is this your pen?
Ask again.
¿Es esta su pluma?
Is this your pen?
Try to say.
Sí. ¿Dónde estaba?
Yes. Where was it? Where was it?
Junto a sus apuntes.
Listen and repeat.
Next to your notes. Next to. Next. Next. Next to. Next to your notes.
Say.
Junto a.
Next to. Next to.
Now say.
Sobre.
On. On.
Bajo.
Under. Under.
Ask.
¿Dónde estaba mi pluma?
Where was my pen? Where was my pen?
Sobre la mesa.
On the table. On the table.
Junto a sus apuntes.
Next to your notes. Next to your notes.
Y sus apuntes estaban bajo un libro.
And your notes were under a book. Your notes were under a book.
Now tell her.
Discúlpeme, tengo que irme ahora.
Excuse me, I have to leave now.
Tengo una reunión pronto.
I have a meeting soon.
Try to say.
Y no estoy listo todavía.
And I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet.
En un restaurante, ¿cómo le diría a la mesera que a usted le gustaría media botella de vino blanco?
I'd like a half bottle of white wine.
¿Y cómo pediría la cuenta?
The check, please. I'd like the check.
Ahora, usted y su colega salen a cenar. Ella menciona un restaurante en el que le gustaría comer. Dice, no es tan caro como...
The Parker House.
It's not as expensive as the Parker House. It isn't as expensive as the Parker House.
Try to say,
pero tienen una buena carta de vinos.
But they have a good wine list. They have a good wine list.
Try to say,
y me gusta su menú también.
And I like their menu too. I like their menu.
Ask where the restaurant is.
Where is the restaurant?
She answers,
está en la Plaza Copley, junto al hotel.
It's in Copley Square, next to the hotel. Next to the hotel.
Say,
oh, sí, ese es muy bueno.
Oh, yes, that one is very good. That one. That one's very good.
Now you're in the restaurant.
Después de sentarse, ¿qué les dice el mesero al darles el menú?
Here's the menu. Here's the menu.
Su colega habla un poco de español. Entonces, usted pregunta, ¿le gustaría hablar en español? Aquí, en se omite.
Would you like to speak Spanish? Would you like to speak Spanish?
Usando
rather,
contesta, no, prefiero hablar en inglés.
No, I'd rather speak English. I'd rather speak English.
Es más fácil.
It's easier. It's easier for me.
Mientras lee el menú, usted le habla a su colega acerca de su familia. Diga, mi hijo es ingeniero.
My son is an engineer.
Trabaja para una pequeña compañía en Monterrey.
He works for a small company in Monterrey.
Ahora, le pregunta a su colega, ¿qué recomienda?
What do you recommend?
Ella dice que el bistec siempre es muy bueno.
The steak is always very good.
Ambos se deciden por el bistec. Luego, usted estudia la carta de vinos. Ella dice, prefiero vino blanco.
I prefer white wine.
Try to say,
pero con bistec, el vino tinto es mejor.
But with steak, red wine is better.
Ask,
entonces, ¿por qué no pedimos?
Then why don't we order? Why don't we order?
Media botella de vino tinto.
A half bottle of red wine.
Now the waiter comes back. How does he ask you if you're ready to order? Are you ready to order? Say,
sí, a ambos nos gustaría el bistec.
Yes, we'd both like the steak. We'd both like the steak.
Y nos gustaría media botella de vino tinto.
And we'd like a half bottle of red wine.
¿Cuál recomienda?
Which one do you recommend? Which one?
Listen. Our house wine is very good. Our house wine is very good.
Ahora, ustedes terminaron de comer.
Ask for the check.
The check, please. The check, please.
Usted la examina y encuentra un error. Dígale al mesero, discúlpeme.
Excuse me.
Pero la cuenta no es correcta.
But the check isn't right. The check isn't right.
Él se disculpa y corrige la cuenta. Ahora, usted tiene que firmar el comprobante de la tarjeta de crédito.
Ask your colleague if she has a pen.
Do you have a pen? Do you have a pen?
Now it's another day, and you have another meeting. Ask a colleague if she has seen your notes.
Have you seen my notes?
Ask her if she's seen your notes for today's meeting.
Have you seen my notes for today's meeting? For today's meeting?
Listen.
Yes, here they are.
Ask where they were.
Where were they? Where were they?
She says,
estaban sobre la mesa.
They were on the table. They were on the table.
Bajo un libro.
Under a book. Under a book.
Y junto a su pluma.
And next to your pen.
Thank her.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Este es el final de la lección 7. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.